Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good job.
I got something for you. Wait, hold on. Good job. See, there were gifts.
We can give them gifts.
Give them all gifts, give them all.
Nope.
Oh yeah, give them all.
There's no juice in that one.
Under item B, can I have a motion to approve Cindy Webble as treasurer pro temp?
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominic?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble abstain.
Motion carries 4-0-1 abstention. Under item C, please call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. DeDominic?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mrs. Webble, present.
Okay, item two, board report. This is the time where we give an update as to what's going on in our building. So I'm going to start with the primary. The primary staff would like to thank all of the parent volunteers for running a successful fall book fair during the month of November. We'd also like to congratulate the Norton Developmental Preschool for receiving 100% on their annual unannounced licensing visit by the Department of Child and Youth. Congratulations to the staff for this outstanding accomplishment. That's fantastic. Some important December dates are December 16th and 17th is their holiday shop, and December 19th is winter room parties for preschool and kindergarten classes. Ms. Stats is going to discuss NES and NMS. NMS.
Say that fast.
Right.
The Norton Elementary students continue to learn about the attributes of the Panther Way. So far this year, they have focused on the attributes of responsible, communicate, and contribute. For each of these attributes, the school participates in a monthly activity, which includes an assembly and classroom activities to follow. They will continue with the next three attributes in January, February, and March. NES will be collecting canned food donations to support Norton Aid through December 6th. The two classes that collect the most food will receive a hot cocoa party. NES students will participate in sex abuse prevention lessons between November 19th and the 25th. Please call the office with any questions. Norton Middle School students did a phenomenal job packing 115,776 meals for Feed My Starving Children. Extra thank you to Grace Church, Mrs. Friedel, and Dr. Russo for all of your work organizing this event. Eighth grade students had a wonderful and educational trip to Washington, D.C. Students represented our schools well, demonstrating responsibility and respect. NMS is wrapping up an attendance contest. Classes with the highest percentage of students attending school in November will win a popcorn party. Students with the most improved attendance will be entered for an additional prize. The middle school turkey trot was last Thursday. Students raced on a 1 mile track to win a frozen turkey for their families. Donations for the event to benefit Norton Aid. Norton Middle School teachers are halfway done with a book study and professional development activities surrounding successful middle school teaming by Jack Berkmeyer. Mr. Berkmeyer will be coming to Norton Middle School later this month to work with the teachers and continue this important work.
Thank you. And now for the high school. On October 29th, we held our 14th annual Spooktacular. It doesn't seem like it's been that long. That's crazy. That was filled with food trucks, scary costumes, and of course, trick-or-treating for our elementary students. Great weather helped a wonderful turnout as our littlest Panthers took home lots of candy and chocolate. Special thanks to Jackie Mohassinia and Hallie Ball as advisors of National Honor Society for coordinating this event. The Mysterious Murder at Manchester Manor was our fall play, and the students were wonderful as always. The show took place November 7th through the 9th and included over 100 students as actors, lights, sound, and stagehands. If you missed the fall play, make sure you come and see the spring musical in April. Special thanks to Mrs. Pletcher and Drama Club for putting on a tremendous show. On November 11th, Norton High School held our annual Veterans Day Assembly. Mr. Rob Howerton and National Honor Society coordinated this event that included breakfast and a ceremony to honor all of our veterans in attendance. We always appreciate how many students invite family members to be a part of this special day. Shout out to our girls volleyball team who reached the regional semifinals before falling in four sets. This is the farthest our girls volleyball team has advanced in over 25 years. Congratulations to Coach Leslie Floor and all the girls. Item 3 is treasurer report, which we do not have for tonight. Item 4 is superintendent reports, and I'll let you start with that.
The first one, we're going to have Terry Horton. She is our student service director. There's some requirements she has to do about kind of updating people on student services. That's special education, so I will turn it over to Terry.
All right, from the Student Services Department, I just wanted to share a couple highlights that we've had so far this year that we're kind of excited about. The first one is the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce puts out its annual special education rating each year. For the seventh year in a row, we have met the requirements for our special education services. It looks at graduation rates, dropout rates, all pertaining to our students in special education. This is an area that we've shown fidelity and accuracy, and our data shows that we're doing well. So we've met the requirements for the seventh year in a row. The other thing that I wanted to highlight is we have started to work with the other students in the compacts that are in our specialized resource rooms. Across the compact with the four different schools, Copley, Wadsworth, and Barberton, we've started to put together different events so our students in our specialized resource room have the opportunity to be with their same age peers across the compact. So in September, Barberton hosted an amazing field day. We had perfect weather again 2 years in a row. We've been very blessed. And we were able to bring all the kids together, K through 12, along with our speech pathologists. We have our occupational therapists come out, our physical therapists come out, all of our teachers, our aides. It's truly a lot of hands on deck, but they have a great day. We're increasing this year, so December, Copley will be hosting a winter party for our students. It will involve cookie decorating and bingo and activities put on by students in our teacher academy. In February, Norton will be hosting the carnival. Thank you to Grace Church. They will be letting us use their facility. And we will be hosting a carnival for all the kids across the compact. And then in April last year, we were able to do this for the first time, and we're going to continue it this year, is Wadsworth, and they host a spring fling dance. The kids get to dress up, put on their best outfits. There's a red carpet and dancing, a DJ, balloons, the whole nine yards. And it's just a really great event. The nice thing that we get to do with this is that we get to involve the other academies that are from the compact. So the teacher academy, those students are incredible and amazing, and we really could not put on these events without them. They come and they're out with the kids and they help plan the activities. Culinary Arts Academy helps feed everybody during these events. The fire safety and EMT came out during our field day, and they bring the fire truck and they give tours for the kids and let them see everything. It's truly awesome. And then criminal science comes out and provides security for our kids during these events. And they're always just a great extra set of hands for us. So we're really appreciative of the compact and their support of these activities. The next thing that we need to cover is IDEAB funding. I won't read all of this to you, but what this says is that the federal government supplements this finances that we use to support our students in special education. So we have state money, we have local money, and then the federal funds come and help us provide free and appropriate public education for our special needs students. We can use this funding for a variety of things, including the staffing and the fringe benefits of those staffs. You can use it for related services, supplemental aids, as well as equipment. Each year we get to choose how we're going to spend those funds. Currently we use our funding for educational assistance, and intervention specialist. So that's helping to cover salaries and benefits for those positions. This year for grades K through 12, that will be the amount of $508,840.16 that we will allocate to using for instructional support, instructional salaries, as well as support services. And then also for preschool, we use that money for paying for our aides for our classrooms at the amount of $10,615.17. Is there any questions? Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
So one of the strangest things I have to do every year as part of my responsibilities is I have to read a statement about food service. So it's about nutrition standards. It's a requirement. So I'm going to read it. So Ohio Revised Code 3313.814 requires school districts to report annually to their governing board their district's compliance with standards governing practice, the types of foods and beverages sold on school premises. Please understand that this only refers to a la carte food and beverages sold on campus and does not include food served at breakfast and lunch. And there's an attachment with all the stuff that just kind of outlines that, but I'm required to read that. And I did it with no glasses. That's awesome. So that's great. My part.
Thank you. Moving on to item 5, student recognition, students of the month.
All right, we will we'll save the newest person for last. So we'll start off with Mr. Shaner. You can go first.
Last.
Come on over. I don't know how we're going to line up here, but we'll figure it out. All right, so I need to let everyone know, first of all, if you've never been here before, every month the high school has a student of the month. We also have a compact student of the month. And this was not done on purpose, I swear. We have with us sisters, twins, and this is Elena Mullett, and this is her sister, Maddie Mullett. And Elena is our compact student of the month, and Maddie is our regular student of the month. So. Just to say a few things about the girls real quick. So I want to let you know how this kind of happened. So I went to Mrs. Fletcher and I said, hey, I need you to pick a curriculum student of the month for this one. She's like, I got a lot of great kids. We've heard all about the Teacher Academy today. I think that this is as much about Tricia Fletcher tonight as it is about anyone. But So I went to her and said, she's like, I got a lot of great kids, but easy choice, Elena Mullett, right? And then the staff votes for our regular student of the month, and it ended up being Maddie. And so I was excited then to kind of bring them together and say, you guys get to share this. So I'm really excited for you guys tonight. But just a few things about the girls. So Elena, of course, is in our CareerTech program, our Teacher Academy CareerTech program. They both are bowlers. As you can see, they actually came. Don't you guys have a match, or was it right? Did you have a match? Yeah. So not only that, but they're planning on bowling in college. They're both kind of looking at Capital University, a nice cheap college to go to. But I know you're looking at some other places as well, because you're looking at early childhood education, you're looking at media communications as well. They both are involved in a million things at the school, other sports as well. They both have jobs as well. So you work at Longhorn Steakhouse. Maybe you see Maggie there. You work at Bath and Body Works. Maybe you see Elena there. So I'm going to start with Mrs. Fletcher. She's going to say a few things about Elena here.
Where do I start? So Elena, we know her as Elena. The middle school knows her as Miss Mullett. And now the kindergartners, right now, know you as Miss M.
No.
Right? Okay, so you put on the difference of a different name between what building you go into. Elena, I love that the staff chose her as the CareerTech student of the month, because that shows that, like, she's upholding her obligations as a student and academically and staff. What was cooler, what I also want to share, is that she was also chosen as the student intern of the quarter for Teacher Academy, and that award was chosen by her peers. So we have these little meetings in Teacher Academy called the Teacher's Lounge, and we share, we share.
So cheesy, but great.
It's awesome, because we share stories of things that happen in the field, we support each other. They might say, oh, that happened to me too, and this is what I did, or here's what my mentor teacher taught me to do. And so they share out, and you're known as a supporter and someone who like shares and supports others. So her peers voted her as the intern of the quarter. I'm really proud of her for that. I brought her certificate. All of my interns have these on the wall that shows that she's been in sixth grade with Mrs. Book, she's been in first grade with Mrs. Warner, kindergarten with Mrs. Rainier, and kindergarten with her kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Smith. So she has been working in her kindergarten class, and I know you couldn't be more happy about that. Also, these little apples symbolize accomplishments that she has done in her class, in her classroom. So congratulations.
I'm going to have Ms. Ball, she can come over so you're not on the other side there and say a few words about Maddie.
Okay, so when Mr. Shaner asked us for nominations at the beginning of the year, Maddie was literally the first person I thought of. And I've actually known her and Elena since they were freshmen because they're in my Panther time homeroom, right? And I can tell you, since they were freshmen, they were the first kids to like raise their hand and volunteer to help me with put this up, take this down, run it for like one Jolly Rancher as a reward. So I've loved getting to know both of them over the past 4 years. And then last year I had Maddie in class. She was in my full credit class through Start State. She rocked it, obviously a great academic, but also just a kid who really likes to learn and grow and get better as a student, which I appreciate. You can always count on her to like raise her hand, participate, be a good member of a group, which I love. She's also National Honor Society, and Ms. Bennett just talked about Spooktacular, and Maddie was there helping us decorate like right after school, helping us clean up at the end, running home to get a fishing pole to like help us decorate with. Just awesome in service. And I know she's in Key Club too, which is another organization dedicated to service. And this might not be related to Student Month, but Maddie is hilarious and she tells a great story. And I used to love every day. I'd be like, every day last year, okay, sit down, tell me this. She literally saw me in the hallway today to update me on her life and everything that's going on. And always has me laughing, which I appreciate. So she is a killer representation of Morgan and Panther Way and all that stuff. So happy for you.
Two girls, you know, they come from just a great family, so I really appreciate Mom and Dad being here tonight. It's a great accomplishment for the whole family, so thank you.
All right, Mrs. Snow, you ready?
Better sing.
Better sing.
I'm here with Aubrey Clark. Aubrey is our first seventh grade student of the month, so it is a huge honor to be chosen out of the entire grade. The team was very unanimous in choosing her. What was funny to me, it kind of shows how humble she is when I asked her, and she has all these wonderful attributes and all these things that her teacher said, why do you think your teachers chose you? She said, because I don't talk. Teaching at the middle school is actually pretty amazing. So she is just a really great kid. She works really hard. I know she's got two twin brothers, which I think requires like an additional award for surviving that. No offense, gentlemen. So she's just a really, really good worker. She loves to read, which I also think is just something you don't hear very often from middle school. And I'm going to let Mrs. Mears say what we're seeing in the classroom.
I get to be Aubrey in math class, which seventh grade math is really tricky. Which is awesome because seventh grade math is hard and it's that peak of fractions and decimals. And Aubrey's the person that just won't quit at it. She's today, our last question was, I think it's 712 and a half, but I have to have these papers up before we go. And Aubrey just is like, because I got it right, but she knew. Like, I had to check with her to make sure that the answer was right. What I love about her is her quiet confidence. She's just, you can put her with any group. She's not going to let people overtake that group. She is going to be that leader, but in the most kind and thoughtful way. When we're thinking about ways to describe her, the word that I kept coming back to was dependable, because you can just depend on her to do. She's going to be doing what she needs to. She's going to be taking care of the people around her. It doesn't matter where she is or who she's working with. She's just a kid who can come up, and I'm so lucky that I have her class this year.
All right, Mr. Morris, you're up. Where's she going last?
All right, so our student of the month for this month is Elliot Knapp. Before I talk a little bit about Elliot, I just want to say what a wonderful family the Knapps are. You know, David was dad. He walked the halls of primary when I was there as the principal. So we were honored and blessed to have their family come back to us. Wyatt's now in second grade, and he was at primary. Elliot's in kindergarten, and we're hoping to have the third nugget while Mrs. Addis and I are still here. So we're hoping for the third one to come through. So Elliot's an amazing young man, amazing smile. Overall, great young man. I think he's gonna set the world on fire. He's just a blessing to have in our kindergarten this school year. So his classroom teacher this year is Mrs. Addis, so I'm gonna turn the floor over to her.
What do you say? First thing you see in the morning when he comes in is that smile that he always has on his face. That's the last thing you see when he leaves at the end of the day, still a smile. Of course, I get a hug at the end of the day too, so every day. He knows our routine and follows them very well. He's, since the first day of school, very responsible and doing the right thing, whether people are looking or watching him or not. He just has that in him. He's very kind to the other kids, and that's one reason he's very popular in the classroom. They all love him. He's a great role model for the others, and I'm really proud of him, and I can't wait to see how much more he learns and grows this year.
Finally, we're going to do NES. The reason I waited to last, Mrs. Halleck is the assistant principal there, and Mr. Brady was a little under the weather, but she was excited to come and do this tonight, so I wanted her to sit in the moment as long as she could.
Right. Yes. Be as nervous as possible. Miss Sailor. And the funny thing is, it's not even so we were having a conversation, we have one earlier today and out in the hall, and we talked about nerves, and I said, you know, I'm right there with you, I'm going to be nervous as well. Remember I told you, I feel like I'm getting my good watches on my neck. Told you, guys, support each other, right? So this is second grader, Salem Seifert, still learning. She's a second grader in Mrs. Mayer's class. And one of the things I want to share before I turn it over to Mrs. Mayer is that I absolutely love going into her classroom because she truly embraces all the various personalities that her little second graders have. But she takes a step further, and she also encourages them to embrace and support each other in that whole journey of becoming NES leaders that we strive for. So, to both of you, hats off to both of you. All right, Mrs. Mayer.
Okay, when we were asked as a second grade team if we saw an example to choose for Student of the Month, I knew right away that Sayla was our perfect candidate. So bear with me, Sayla, okay? When I think of Sayla, I picture a little mouse. She is not only one of the smallest students in my class, but she is also as quiet as a mouse. But her positive character traits often get unnoticed because of that. Each day, Sayla arrives at school and she begins her work without needing any reminders. She often works longer and harder than all of my other students because she takes pride in everything that she does. Sayla is an independent learner who consistently pushes herself to discover more. Like a mouse, Sayla can be a risk taker at times. She bravely attempts tasks even when she is unaware of the answer or unsure of the answer. Alternately, she can take her time to think through a problem before diving in. Just as seeing one mouse signals that others are nearby, Sayla's positive attitude and friendly personality draw her classmates to her. She is respectful, polite, and trustworthy. Sayla is always willing to help her peers without expecting anything in return. She is truly selfless. Sayla leads by example and has earned the respect of both her peers and the adults around her. Though she may be small, her impact is mighty.
We're going to take a short break to congratulate all the students of the month, but if we could have all of the students come over here for a photo. And all right, we're going to move on to item six. Is there any public participation? Okay, then I will not read those two paragraphs. Under item seven, agenda, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webbel? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 8, board business, letter A, items 1 through 26, is a first reading of the following policies. Under item B, can I have a motion to approve the following policy, items 1 and 2?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
I'm looking.
Not a problem.
Whatever. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webbel? Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter C, can I have a motion to rescind the following policies, items 1 and 2?
So moved.
Second.
Alisa and Mark.
Yeah.
Okay. Any discussion?
Just so everyone knows, C, they're actually being replaced in that first reading up there. The law just changed in the requirement, so they actually change into something else.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webbel? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 9, can I have a motion to approve minutes, letters A through D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webbel? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 10, Treasurer's Recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A through C?
So moved.
Can I have a second? Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webbel? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 9, Superintendent's Recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letter A, approve personnel retirement, resignation, leave, termination, items 1 through 6?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webbel? Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve personnel classified pending background check and permit? Item 1, Danielle Morrison, Educational Assistant 1, effective November 1st through the 6th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under letter C, can I have a motion to approve personnel substitute classified and items 1 through 4 and certified items 1 through 4 pending background check and permit?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters D through I?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just let everybody know that H where it's approve the non-renewal of all fall supplementals. School districts every year, they unapprove all supplementals. We used to do it at one point in the spring. We just in the last year have gotten in the habit of doing it after each season. It's just standard protocol.
Okay, thank you. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter J, can I have a motion to approve the creation of a 6.5-hour Educational Assistant 1 position at Norton Middle School?
Yes. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters K through T?
So moved.
Any discussion?
Just so everybody's aware, you'll see on there the approval of termination of the athletic trainer services from Summa Health. As all athletic parents know out there, we were having a little bit of a problem trying to get proper services in the fall. Summa has ended our relationship with them. We are investigating other places and other companies, and I know the athletic department hopes to have something solidified soon. So maybe on the next board agenda so we can have a more stable athletic trainer presence. That's what I said.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 12, can I have a motion to go into executive session to consider the appointment, employment, or compensation of a public employee or official, preparation for conducting or reviewing negotiations or bargaining sessions? I'm sorry, I don't think that that's appropriate.
I don't think that's right.
I don't think. Is it?
I think we just put it on there for other terms and conditions of their.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Preparation for conducting or reviewing negotiations or bargaining sessions with employees concerning their compensation or other terms and conditions of their employment.
So
moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes, motion carries 5-0. We are now in executive session. Thank you all for coming. Okay, under item 13, adjournment, can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We are now adjourned.